This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Tuesday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what's happening in the grains?
We've got the grains digesting this latest crop progress report, and that means some slight strength for wheat. We had those condition ratings drop yesterday evening, and that was something that came as expected, unfortunately, because of this ongoing concern over dryness. We've got the hard red wheat crop in particular. Overall, the portion of the winter wheat rated good to excellent was at 50%. That was down 5 points for the week, so a pretty drastic drop. Still, we got to be reminded that that's almost double the good to excellent score from a year ago. So we've got an improved look, relatively speaking, but not if you compare it to our thoughts just about a month or so ago. And that could fit, too, with a lot of these numbers in terms of estimates from the USDA, that maybe we feel like we've seen the high water mark, and that could include the supply numbers for South America. That's still a big storyline we're watching. We're monitoring crop progress for Brazil and Argentina. As the Brazilian harvest is all but wrapped up, you've got Argentina just starting. They're trying to account for a big disease issue this year, the leaf hopper infestation. So we're just trying to sift through these numbers that are so far this morning a bit friendly for wheat, but just a little negative for corn and soybeans on light overnight volume.
You mentioned it a little bit there, that production number for Brazil and soybeans, you know, has been such a question, and we haven't known exactly what that number is going to end up looking like. But is there any clearer indication about what direction that number might be headed in?
Definitely seems to be still the expectation that down is the direction for USDA's estimate for corn and soybean production in Brazil. And probably the same could be said for Argentina. But back to Brazil, we're talking about still a historic gap for the USDA over Brazil's CONAB agency, and for that matter, the rest of the trade. USDA looks way high relative to. We're talking about differences of over 500 million bushels for both the corn and soybean crops. Soybeans, a discrepancy still from last year's crop and this new one here to reconcile, and we think we'll come closer in next month's report. Unfortunately, it's the case that those changes can be somewhat hidden under the bigger focus next month with the May WASDE, including the first look at the balance sheets for the U.S. new crop estimates. And so it's still something we expect to occur, but it's later than we'd like, given that we're trying to factor in these lower crops and have to question why the government analysts are relatively so high. Now, the factoring in of acres and the expectation that CONAB is a little bit low on Brazilian acres makes up for some of the difference, but certainly not all of it. And so it's just a waiting game on that Brazilian crop. What we have to do is just simply look at price and see what it says about these crops. And with prices now on the upswing for the most part out of Brazil, it does seem to indicate that harvest pressure is out of the way, and maybe those farmers, unfortunately, didn't find as much production as, say, the USDA would suggest.
On the other side of the ag marketplace, what's happening with the livestock?
A really solid start to the week for cattle futures, up about $3 for a lot of the live cattle contracts, up $3 to $4, almost $5 for August feeder cattle futures. It was a reflection of that bullish cattle on feed report from Friday. You had placements sharply lower. You did have the on feed count also a little bit lighter than expected, but at the same time up slightly for the year. And so it's a balance of saying that maybe we've got enough supply to get us through these next few weeks, but beyond that, we're still in a phase of tightening that we don't see the end of anytime soon. As much as we've liked to have been optimistic about this herd rebuilding effort kicking off sometime in 2024, it still seems a long ways out. And so the futures market is absolutely still now reflecting this bullish leaning for the fundamentals. And so it's a big start up for these cattle futures now that they've mostly converged with the cash trade. We're going to watch this cash market as it develops more fully, probably into tomorrow and tomorrow afternoon, and wonder if it starts to rebound again as well.
And what about the hog side of things?
Also a solid start up for the week, more muted in direction. We're finding that the hogs had a pretty big correction lower about a week and a half ago. They consolidated for a few sessions last week. And so far from Friday, a strong close there, following through and seeing some upside to start this week. It's a similar story to cattle in the sense that supplies are relatively tight. We think back to that cold storage report and how we were off sharply from a year ago leading into the summer season. That's something we'll think about more this week with another cold storage update. And it's still the fact that domestic consumers are leaning into a pork market. It's very competitive relative to beef, and domestic consumers are at this point being complemented by really record demand from the pork importers around the world. They really want our U.S. pork almost 30% we should expect to export in terms of pork production here this year. So that's been a bullish feature and has been again so far this week for futures.
Joe Camp of Comstock, our guest here on Tuesday morning. Joe, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
I'd love to hear from the listeners, especially letting us know how it's going in this early planning effort. We can lend out our contact information, all of that up at comstock.com.
Get in touch with Joe and the team at Comstock. Joe, thanks so much for the time and have a great rest of your week.
You as well. Thanks, Mark.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up a half cent at 440 and a quarter. May soybeans up 0.75 cents at 1161 and 3/4. May soybean meal up 10 cents at 344.40. May soybean oil up 5 cents at 45.09. Chicago wheat up 0.75 cents at 571 even. Minneapolis wheat up 5 1/4 at 661 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4 3/4 at 602 1/4. And May oats up 3.5 at 366 even. On the Merck, June live cattle up 15 cents at 178.20. May feeder cattle up 72 cents at 245.90. May lean hogs up 47 cents at 97.17. May pork cutout up 82 cents at 102.90. And Class 3 milk down 13 cents at 18.25. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.